and then Beth and Zoe and Sensational back. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised.
All right, Pastor, you're back.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Brent. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. What an honor and a privilege it is to be before you this morning. I am grateful. The Lord has given me some things to share with the people, and I think it's pretty awesome. Actually, there are two things. The first thing is the necessities for life, which I believe a lot of believers don't understand the necessities for life, and we're going to get to that. And then the other thing that he shared with me this morning was the names of God. And I'm not sure that a lot of people really understand the power and the authority and the necessity that we need to know the names of our God and what they mean and what they stand for. So I think, and this is just before we have prayer, so I think it's pretty awesome. Amen. And thank. I wanted to say that sometimes when Pastor Dre and Pastor Nikki, they come in a little late, it's not because they're at home kicking it with their high tea and their fingers sticking out and, you know, sitting in the sunlight. They're having Sunday school online, adult Sunday school. And it is awesome. How long have you guys had Sunday school?
Over a year now. It was at the beginning of the pandemic, so 2 years.
When the pandemic started, they started an online Sunday school for adults. We do have Sunday school for children on Saturdays, but for adults, and it is an amazing success. And they minister, and every time I ask, like I really need to ask, how was Sunday school this morning? And it's always the same answer. And people are blessed, so it's awesome. So,
four ministers teach alternate.
And four ministers alternate. Come here. Okay, so I'm talking about my friends.
Yes. Four ministers, we alternate. Minister Lisa Renault, Minister Tahira Ruffin, Nicole and I all obviously rotate. Absolutely fabulous. We're coming out. What's the name of the series that we're coming out of? Do you know?
I can pull up in just a quick.
Yeah, but it's just so powerful. It's very interactive. And so once you're online, you have an opportunity throughout the lesson to speak, to comment, to share thoughts. It's about an hour, a little bit over an hour. We usually stop promptly at 10:15 so we can get to church on time, hopefully. But very fabulous ministry. Has been very extremely encouraging to us and to others, and it comes out of
we use the Echoes. You can bring that back up. We use the Echoes Sunday school book, and this one is, we're a little behind in the dating, but it doesn't matter because the Holy Spirit always makes the lessons relevant. But this series is God Frees and Redeems, and he just really speaks through us as we teach these lessons. And I think each time it blows my mind the things that God shows over things mm-hmm. that typically you might think are the normal, like Resurrection Sunday messages. And God takes it to a whole nother level in how he brings out those lessons. So I really want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to go back and listen. We have been off for this month so that we can refresh ourselves as teachers and allow ourselves to sit before the Lord and just hear from him concerning where he's moving us for ministry. But we will be back the first Sunday in August online.
Yeah. Amen. God willing.
Amen.
The Lord says the same. If the Lord
Amen.
Says the same.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, if we're still here,
if the Lord says the same.
But she mentioned a good point. They're all recorded. So you could go back and listen to them and still hopefully, prayerfully, you know, get that energy, get that message. Mm-hmm. The Lord to share with us at that time. So go back and listen to him too. Amen.
If you want to be a part of that, how do they do that?
Send an email to s4cstudiesgodsword@gmail.com.
Say it again.
The email is in the description of our YouTubes. It's s4cstudiegodsword@gmail.com. Send an email there and we will share the link. We don't share the link on the videos for the purpose of trying to really control the traffic, because it is difficult. But we're not closed. We can open up to those who are sincerely willing to be a part.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, pastors. Thank you. It in my spirit, it felt necessary to share that with the people. Amen. So this is what the Lord gave me. The necessities for life. Okay? The necessities for life are bread or food. Amen. And then the next is another necessity for life is water. Right? Because without food, you can only last so long. Without water, you won't last that long. And the blood. Okay, because the blood that runs through your veins is what keeps you going. If you have no blood, you have no life, right? Amen. So those are all the natural aspects of it. You know what I like? I know that's your favorite seat, Beth, and sensational. I know that. Hey, Bob, I know, but I would love if y'all would sit up here so I can see you. Amen. Without food, without water, and without blood, there's no life. Amen. Nikki, do you know how to lock that one and leave that one? Okay. Okay, thank you. Amen. So, right. Okay. I'm sorry. A lot of activity going on. Just trying to get it together. So, let's talk about the bread. Okay? No, I'm sorry. Let's talk about the water. Let's go to John 4:10. And I got to make it quick because we are like...
Way behind.
Sucked up a lot of time.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Listen, and that, it doesn't help that I started late, but I was trying to get this together. John, he didn't give it to me till this morning, so I couldn't work on it last night. I got it this morning before I got dressed, so that's why I didn't have it last night. So,
the Gospel of John.
The Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 10. Okay? Jesus answered her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Spiritual aspect. We know we have the natural water that we must have. But now Christ is talking about spirit. This was when he was at the woman at the well, and when he saw her and he asked for water, she did. So if you don't know the story, go back and read it. And so Christ here is talking about living water, not just water that keeps. When God is talking about living, he's not talking about your flesh.
Amen.
Because your flesh has no life. The only reason you are able to get up in the morning and walk around and do what you do is because the true life is inside of this body that gives it life. If the real you left this body, the flesh would just drop because it has no life of its own. So when God is talking about life, he's not talking about the flesh because the flesh has no life. He's talking spiritual, okay? He's talking about eternal life so that you understand what I'm saying. So he told the woman, if you had asked me, I would have given you living water for the real you.
Yes.
The real you, okay? Remember, you need water to live, because without water, you're not going to live. Amen. Y'all got that, right? Amen. Naturally and spiritually, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Amen. I got it.
Okay, I have to break it down a little bit. John 6:35. Same book, John 6:35. Hallelujah. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Do we need bread? Do we need food in order to survive in this natural temple?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Jesus Christ said, no, really?
Yes.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Jesus said, no, really? She trying to sneak up and get her busted. Stopped in her tracks. Now I'm going to have to start all over. Jesus then declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He's talking about giving you real life. He is the bread of life. He is the living water. Without Christ Jesus, you are not alive. You are a dead man walking. Amen.
Yeah.
Without the bread of life and the living water, you are a dead man walking. Remember, your flesh in and of itself has no life. The only reason your flesh has any type of life is because life is in it. Once life leaves the flesh, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, blah, 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 blah. Y'all heard the story, right?
Yes.
Without Christ, you have no life. Nope. Without Christ, there's no life. So you are... really a dead vessel walking around. No life. Well, I believe that there's a God, so does Satan.
Right.
I believe, do you know that evil spirits, which are the, okay. Oh, thank you, okay. This used to bug me to no end until finally something Pastor Sandy said, things started to click and started coming together. I used to wonder, how is, the Bible said, talks about the Nephilim and the Nephilim and how they were all destroyed, but then they're still here. I'm like, well, they were all destroyed in the flood. How are they still here? Tell me I'm the only person that ever wondered about that. Raise your hand. Come on. Come on. Thank you very much. Then I realized, after, good morning, Reverend, Ryan.
Bishop.
Bishop. Amen. Apostle.
Apostle.
and then it clicked. Their flesh died during the flood, but their spirit can't die. They can't go to heaven because they don't belong to heaven. So they're bound to earth. The Nephilim, the spirit that came out of the Nephilim after they died in the flood, God said they are evil spirits. There's no such thing as ghosts, and there's no such thing as spooks. They're evil spirits.
Right.
And so that's why the evil spirits are always looking for, that's why they're trying to create bodies so that what do they call it? Cloning, I think that they were talking about for years ago. They're cloning. These demonic spirits need bodies to inhabit so that they can do what they do. That's why the evil spirits try to enter inside of those that are not covered by the Lamb, by the blood of God. The evil spirits want to enter into them so they'll have a body, because their body was destroyed in the flood. Now they're looking for bodies to inhabit, and now, from my understanding, they even go to trying to create their own bodies to inhabit with the cloning. Am I right, Emerson?
Yes.
Okay, so Emerson is one of my authorities, so when I check with him, he helps me. I know I'm right if he says you're right. That man is amazing. Anyway, so that used to trip me up, and I finally got it. So does that make sense to you guys? That makes sense. Brent, does that make sense? Okay. All right. So now I'm going to go back to where I was. So, okay, so we got that. Now, I'm moving quick because I got stuff to do. Now, let's go to Ephesians 1 and 7. Ephesians 1 and 7. Hurry up. Go quick. Ephesians 1 and 7. In him I have redeemed, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. This is talking about God. Come on, Jacqueline. I'm going to keep reading. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. We need the blood of Jesus. Don't you need natural blood to flow through your body so that you can, so that you, because everything in your body can work, and all the blood drains out. Are you, what's going to happen after that?
Nothing works.
Nothing. You cease to exist. You must have the blood or you're not going to exist. Even if everything else is going the way you think it should, if you don't have the blood, you're still not here. Amen? So we need the water, we need the bread, we need the blood. Those are the things we need. What did he tell me? He gave me this the other day. What are the things we need? The necessities of life. If you want real life. Remember, when God is talking about life, he's not talking about this. He's talking about eternal life. He's talking about real life, the God life that's in you. If you want life, you must have the bread, you must have the blood, and you must have the living water. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now, let's switch gears. The names of God. This is awesome. Thank you. This is awesome. And there's no way that these are all the names of God, but these are the names that I got this morning, okay? Elohim, and my Hebrew is not even on the same chart as Pastor Sandy, so if I don't say a couple of names right, don't send me any nice, nasty emails. I already know that it's not the best, so I'm going to do the best I can, and you can do better. Hallelujah to you, okay?
Amen. Right,
since I'm the one with the mic this morning, this is how we're rolling, all right? Okay. Amen. Amen. See? She said something. That's Pastor Drea's, Sandy's wife, y'all, just so you know. Amen. So, the first thing, I would love it if you could write some of this down.
Amen.
If you can't, don't worry about it, but it would be nice if you could write some of this down, commit to do, record it, do something, or just rewind the tape. Amen. Elohim.
But you gotta slow down.
I can't slow down. I'm running out of time. I gotta go. Okay. The first name.
Note.
Elohim.
Elohim.
This is used in the Bible 2,599 times. Found in the very first verse of Genesis. Majestic ruler over all. Elohim. Majestic ruler of all. Good morning, Deacon! Majestic ruler of everything. Everything is under the leader, is under the dominion of God. Everything, nothing that exists could exist without the authority and the power of God. That's the God we serve. Elohim, the majestic ruler over all. Well, how come this is going on? How come that? Don't worry about it. It won't be going on for long. Because God is still in control.
Amen.
Yahweh, Lord and Master. Or Lord Jehovah, Lord and Master. He's our Lord and He's our Master. I know a lot of you get tripped on this part because you think you're your Master. But if you are a child of God, you are not your own. God is Lord and Master. Amen. El Elyon, the Most High God, means highest or most high. I read in one of the books where the angels call him Most High. And so that's what I start calling him, Most High. I'm like, it's good enough for the angels. I think I can sneak in on that one.
Right.
Most High. There's a lot of information, but Most High. He's the most. And I said, well, Lord, if you're the Most High, is there anything, any space, any existence above you, and nothing? Or it's just eternal, it just keeps going. It just keeps going. He's eternal.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
I need a day to talk about this. Okay, now, Adonai, Lord, Master, Owner. Adonai, Lord, Master, Owner. I know you think you bought that piece of land, and as long as you pay taxes on it, it's yours. But it really belongs to God.
Amen.
Everything that you see and everything you don't see belongs to God.
Amen.
Everything belongs to God. And guess what? We get to partake in the root. We are co-heirs. So all this stuff that God owns
belongs to Him.
Well, some of us got our name on it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get to share in all the things that belong to Him. Who wouldn't want that? You stuck on a car? I'm stuck on eternity.
Amen.
You can have a car.
Amen.
I can live without a car.
Amen.
I can't live without life.
Amen.
Amen. I can live without a house. I can't live without life. I can live without your friendship. I cannot live without life.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all know what life I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
I'm just checking to make sure. Okay, so that was Adonai. I don't have a lot of names because he's got a lot of names. But the names I have are the bomb. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. Do you understand who it is that you serve?
Amen.
Do you really understand who He is?
Amen.
Lord God Almighty. Here's part of the definition, many-breasted one. This denotes God has God as provider, supplying or supplier, nourishing, satisfying His people with their need as a mother would her child. Okay, so let me read that in English, okay? Many-breasted one. This denotes God as provider, supplying, nourishing, and satisfying His people with their needs as a mother would her child. God, our sustainer. He supplies our every need. God is our supplier. And so if you're having issues with your flesh, Well, the Lord hasn't healed me yet. The Lord hasn't done yet. That's just your flesh. It was never meant to last forever in the first place. And if you got to deal with some things because of whatever, then it's temporary.
Temporary.
At best, it's temporary.
Amen.
Because when you move over into eternity, I doubt we'll even remember the things that we had to suffer in this flesh. I'm not interested in remembering what I had to deal with in the flesh once I get in eternity. I'm not interested in let's sit back and just reminisce on. I don't want to reminisce about nothing. Only thing I want to talk about is how I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I made it through the power of the Lamb, and I'm here. I don't want to talk about what Susie did and what Jimbo done and what all these. I don't care. I've left that where it belongs.
Amen.
With the rest of the dead. And I am here with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I get excited when I talk about the Lord. I'm sure y'all notice that. Amen. El-Olim.
Elohim?
No.
El-Olam.
El-Olam. El-Olam. You didn't say that right. Shut up.
You said it right.
Amen. Say it again.
El-Olam.
Means forever, always, continuous existence, perpetual, everlasting, evermore, indefinite, or unending future. Unending future. How would you like to live with God in the goodness of God with an unending future? That's better than peanut butter ice cream. I mean, it's better than, don't be frowning up, I don't even know how to compare. There's nothing you can compare that to. Living with God in a never-ending future. You're living with the God that owns everything. You're living with the God that controls the movement of the stars. He's the one that flung the stars up and said, "No, you stay there until I say different." He's the one that put the distance between the earth and the sun and told them, "Do not change course." Do you know that if the distance of the earth and the sun were to differ by even a mediocre number of degrees, we would not exist on earth? Do you know that if the planets would be in this solar system were bumped out of their orbit, even a little bit, it would cause a cataclysmic destruction of everything?
Amen.
Who do you think is making all those things stay in place? Who do you think measured them out? Who do you think is keeping? Sometimes I used to go to bed and the Lord had to calm me down. I'm like, "Lord, what happens if the earth dropped? Lord, what happens if the moon?" I know it sounds goofy, but
not
I got
really.
To thinking about how much authority he has and what he's doing, what he's juggling up there. And I'm like, "Lord, well, what if? And I'm like, "Lord, I got to go to sleep. I can't keep thinking about this." Because I'm like, God is controlling all this stuff. What if one thing went off key just one little bit? What would happen? And I'm holding on to the bed. You know what I'm saying? because I was trying to wrap my carnal pea brain mind around the greatness of God. And you just can't do it.
No, you can't.
You just can't do it. I don't even think about all the stuff that God is doing up there because I don't want to be scared anymore.
Right.
I'm just trusting that he knows what he's doing. He's measured everything out.
Yes.
Do you know everything obey God except us? Well, y'all.
Yeah.
Why you say y'all?
Well, I don't anything else.
Don't be playing.
Do you know everything obey God except man?
Yep.
How's that?
Better.
Okay. God told a dog to bark. He's been barking ever since. He told a fish to swim. He ain't grew legs yet. He told you to obey, and you do everything but. He told the water to be wet. It's still wet. Fire's still hot. It's still hot. Everything does what God say do except man.
Amen.
The stars stay in its place.
Amen.
The moon stay in its place. Every
everything does. Oh my God, grasshopper. Everything does what they're supposed to do except you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Rose, am I right?
Amen.
Everything, everything. But you so smart. You think you think you got a, what do you think you Ford? You got a better idea. Have you driven a Ford lately? Amen. Y'all see how I did that? That was so cool. Amen. All right. I'm moving on. We need hallelujah. You didn't think that, Pastor Dream. That actually came out, okay? Just so you know. That wasn't a thought. I heard that. Amen. Jehovah
Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh. And I knew that.
Yes.
The Lord will provide.
Yes, he will.
He said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. He will provide. God does not want his children going to anybody else's daddy and asking for money.
Amen. Amen.
You need something, you come home.
Right.
He don't want, God does not want his children going to somebody else's house to eat. You hungry, you come home.
That's right.
I don't know how they cook. I don't know what they put in the food. I don't know if they wash their hands before they cook. There's a lot I don't know about what somebody else do in their house. So when you get hungry, you come home. Right? That's the way we taught our kids. God's like, when you get hungry, you come to me. When you need something, you come to me. God, I'm your father. Why would you not come to me? No one has more than the king. Why would you go to a pauper? Right?
Yes.
No one has more than the king. Why would you go to a shepherd?
Amen.
No one has more than the king. Why don't you just go home?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're out there making deals and trying to make stuff happen. And God said to ask and it shall be given. What's your problem?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I've been asking. You ain't gave it to me yet. Well, maybe you can't handle it. Maybe you're not ready.
Maybe you don't.
Maybe it's not my will.
Amen.
What with Job? Job didn't do anything that, no.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Job. Job didn't do anything to cause it. It was just God's will.
Amen.
And when God said, okay, that's done, rise, it was all over. And even if he doesn't, who was that had that thorn in their side? And they prayed and prayed and prayed. Paul had that thorn. He says, I've been praying, but it's still here. So, you know. And the thorn, it doesn't say what it was. The thorn never left. But he never stopped being who he was.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody following me with this?
Amen.
Amen. I'm almost done. Do we go to prayer? We got a lot of prayers?
Yes.
Oh, well, why don't you say something? Amen. Jehovah Rapha. Did I say that right?
Amen.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you.
Amen.
The Lord that heals you. Oh, my goodness. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. God himself is our banner and victory. He gives us hope and a focus. Do you know the Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish? That's one reason why God commands that we keep talking about his plans for us. We keep talking about the rapture is coming. Because in this world, especially now, the people of God have very little else to hope for.
Yeah.
Except the coming of the Most High God. And it keeps a lot of us focused. Because if we didn't have something to focus on, we'd be all over the map.
Amen.
But if God can keep us focused on him, because as long as you think, I better not do that, cuz. Not only is it not right, but I don't want to get caught with this in my pocket. I'm going to leave that alone.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I would otherwise say something, but I don't want you to cause me to lose my salvation. So I'm going to leave that alone. It helps keep you focused. Why are you always talking about the rapture? Why you keep tuning in? It helps keep you focused.
Amen.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
They keep complaining, but they keep watching. Shut up.
Amen.
It helps keep you focused. The Bible said where there is no vision, the people perish. If you have nothing to hope for, nothing to hold on to, nothing to look for, the enemy can offer you anything because you have nothing.
Amen.
A partner in a relationship that has nothing, that has no expectations from the other partner is a perfect setup for somebody to come in and just
Amen. Well, you ain't getting it anyway, so here. Pastor, am I right? You're setting that person up as meat for somebody else. Everybody's not trying to follow God. And some people are having issues, but they don't need extra issues. Y'all follow what I'm saying? All right. I think that was the last one. Nope, I was wrong. Okay. say that. What's that?
We just gonna pray over
the Quana?
Quana? El Quana, come here, Ruffin. I mean, not Ruffin, you man. El Quana? Q-A-N-N-A. I know. El Quana. I'm gonna say that, and if it's wrong, you'll be all right. Amen. Jealous God. He's a jealous God. He spent all his time, effort, blood, creation on you. And you're going to turn away from him to follow some floozy? You finna get skinned. Okay, they don't know what that means.
They got
God
idea.
Is not going to stand by and let you do what you want to do with somebody else and ignore the one that's supplying your every need. I didn't get any amens on that one. Can I get at least one? Amen. God is a jealous God. He is not going to tolerate you sitting on the fence, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit of this and a little bit. No! If you're married, I want all of that. All that that takes to be you, that's all mine. I don't want to share, and I don't want you giving it away. Right?
Amen.
That's the way God is.
It's pronounced Kana.
Kana, El Kana. Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you. Jehovah, here's one.
Mekadesh.
Mekadoshkim.
Yep, Mekadoshkim.
Mekadoshkim. Wow. The Lord who sanctifies you. Do you know what sanctified means?
Yes.
To separate you, yes. To set you apart for his own. When God sanctifies you unto, he sets you aside for his own glory.
Amen.
That's what it means.
Amen.
The Lord who sanctifies you.
Amen.
Amen. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace.
Amen.
I love peace. We had a guy coming into the house working, and he said, it was Jose. He said, I love your house. He said, it's so quiet. He said, no screaming, no blasting music. He says just, and I know the word he's looking for was peace, but he couldn't find it. He said, it's just, I just love it. That's what he told me the other day.
Amen.
But that's my problem when people come to my house, it's hard to get them out.
Yeah.
That's why I don't invite a lot of people to the house, because I can't get them out. Because it's very peaceful. How many times have we heard that, Nikki?
Yeah.
Over there, it's very peaceful.
Amen.
And that's on purpose.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I'm almost done. Jehovah Raha. Did I say that right? The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Tedeskenu. I know I messed that up. Say it again. Y'all just as bad as I am, but that's close enough. Amen. The Lord who is our righteousness, because you know you have no righteousness of your own, right? This is the absolute last one. Jehovah Shama. The Lord is there. The Lord is everywhere.
Right.
The Lord is there. And whether you see him, I'm going to tell you what the gas company told me years ago. I had money in my pocket. Y'all hear me? I had the money in my pocket. And I just forgot to pay the gas bill. I had the money.
Amen.
They cut my gas off. I called them. I said, I got the money. I had the money. I just didn't. I said, I had the money. She said, Mr. Davis, rest assured. That you might forget about, no, you may forget about us, but we will not forget about you. That's what the gas company told me.
Amen.
I never forgot again.
Amen.
You might forget about God,
Amen.
But God is never going to forget about you,
Amen.
No matter where you stand.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
All right, I have to cut it short, but that's it. Amen? Was that good?
Yes.
All right, come on, what you got?
All right. So there's a young lady who's really concerned about her father.
Yes.
He's His name is Florencio.
Florencio.
And he's been really into the Botanica. And it's Botanica. It's basically these stores you go to, and it has like almost every religion from Buddha to Jesus.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah. And so he's been, she says he just can't seem to stop, and she really wants prayer over him that he can break from this.
You know, one of the things that the Lord revealed to me when we talked about the living water and the bread, you want the living water because anything else is molded, outdated, crusty bread. Everything else has poison in it. If you don't get the living bread, if you don't get the bread of life, everything else has poison in it. If you don't get the living water, it's all stagnant, it has mold in it, it has poison. Anything other than the living water will kill you. Nice. Anything other than the living bread will kill you. You listening?
Yes.
Naturally and spiritually. Anything other than the living water, anything other than the bread of life will kill you. Whether it kills you quickly or it kills you slowly, dead is still dead.
Amen.
Whether they shoot you, stab you, or run you over with a bus, at the end of the day, you're gone. So it doesn't matter what way the enemy executes a death sentence on you, with your permission, dead is still dead. You have to be careful what you read. You have to be careful what you listen to. Do you know music is the only thing that can enter into your spirit without your permission?
Say that again, Pastor.
Music is the only thing that can enter into your spirit without your permission. How many times have you been humming a song and you don't remember where you heard it?
Amen.
And you go to bed dreaming about that stupid song that you can't get out of your head, that you didn't even know. Or you driving down the street and somebody got on a rap. And you're like, you can't get that stupid song. And then, and heaven forbid, they're talking about your mama and cursing and all that other stuff. And you can't. And you're like, oh my God, because
right.
Music is the only thing that can enter into your spirit without your consent. And so you have to pray against that. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yes.
There's so many weapons that the enemy has to try to defeat you. But greater is he that's in us than any music or anything else that is in the world. We have the power and the authority through Jesus Christ our Lord. We got it. Please, 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 parents, do not let your children listen to all kind of stuff online. Do not let your children watch whatever they want online. Do not allow your children to be locked up in a room in one side of the house and you on the other side of the house for hours and you don't know what they're listening to.
You're not a children.
You don't know what. I'm talking about little kids. The big ones, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. I'm talking about the little ones now. Because they have, I've seen kids in strollers, maybe one or two, with their own phone.
Right.
In
the stroller. Like everyone under 17, and everyone under 18, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. Everybody under 18 specifically.
Right.
And you knuckleheads over 18, you need to know this already.
Woo, yes.
Don't let your babies listen to any and everything just to keep them quiet. They might be quiet today, but they're going to tell off on you later. It's like the parents used to give the kids cough medicine when I was growing up to shut them up and make them go to sleep. Make a crackhead out of cough. Y'all don't remember? Make the kid won't. Because some of that stuff is addictive, right?
Yeah.
They have cough. And so when I was growing up, they would give the kids cough medicine because the kid was crying. They don't care why the kid's crying. They just want to shut them up. And so just keep giving them cough medicine. Just shut them up. It was bad. Never did try to figure out what was wrong with the kid. Just want to shut him up so I can go to sleep. Don't do that just to get them out of your hair. You need to know what they're listening to. You need to know what. Well, you just being the overprotective. You know what the school used to call me? A helicopter parent. And I said, yes, I am.
Yes,
and thank you very much.
Yes.
And I want to know what you do.
Yes.
And then whatever they're eating, I want some. That school food was the worst food I ever had in my life.
You don't fit the definition of a helicopter parent.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Well, tell me where I fit.
No, because you, even though you're directing them, you give them the freedom to grow.
Yes.
A helicopter parent wants to control every movement of their child.
I ain't trying to do all that. I need to know where you're at, what you're doing while you're there, when you're coming back, how you're getting back. And, I God is the same way. God wants to know where you are, what you're doing, why you went, how you got there, how you coming back, how long you're going to be there, what you're wearing, what you're eating, who else is in the atmosphere.
God made us in his image.
What you say?
Say that again.
He did not make us in his image.
And he made us in his image.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I done got off the thing.
Yes.
What's his name?
Wow. His name? Florencio.
Florencio. I'm sorry, Florencio, but when the... You
well,
know,
this is his daughter asking for prayer for him.
And daughter of
Florencio.
Say it again.
Florencio.
Thank you, because we will pray. I need you 3 men, right here. Y'all got them all washed up? Amen, we want to pray, because he's going into all this different stuff, right?
My feet are
Amen.
Cold.
Amen. You cannot expose yourself to all these different kind of things. You need to focus on the living God, because there's only one living God.
Yes.
There's only one truth. I don't care how many doors. Have you ever seen The Price is Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any of y'all ever heard of The Price is Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And some of them doors, booby prize for real.
Yeah.
There was only one door with the grand prize.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
I mean, I hate to dumb it down like that, but I need to make sure that... Did I say that wrong?
No.
Okay. But I need to make sure that everybody understands.
Amen.
All roads lead to Christ. That's a lie! All roads do not lead to Christ.
Right.
How many doors open your front door?
One.
Just one.
One.
How many doors open your front door? Just one.
One.
Amen?
Yes.
How many doors open the driver's seat to your car?
One.
Just one. So if that makes sense, how come this don't make sense?
Right.
Right.
Amen.
Right? Thank you. Yes. Everything makes sense unless God say it. That don't make God. I don't know why God expect all of that. You expect that out of your house and your car. And God can't expect this out of you?
Amen. Amen.
I used to give an example. People have people with faith. They'll sit down. And how many of y'all examined that chair before you sat down? How many of you looked?
She's special.
How many of you looked to make sure that there was no gum on the seat before you sat down? Besides Abigail. You just plopped down because you were very confident. It's never dropped me before. There's no reason it ought to drop. How many of y'all examine the engine before you get in your car and start it to go to work? None of you. You just get in and pray it don't go boom. You just get in and go. So you have more faith in the car than you do in the Lord. You have more faith in the chair than you do in the Lord. You'll jump on a skateboard. And it's right, no helmet, no nothing. You have more faith in your ability not to fall and crack your head open than you do in the Most High God that flung the stars up in the sky and that keeps the planets separated and keeps gravity. Do you know this is the only planet they say that has gravity that they are aware of? That must have been a really smart bang that only gave us gravity and didn't share it with anybody else. That must be the bang of all bangs. Does that come out now?
That's good.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
This is the only planet that has gravity that keep your crazy self right down here.
Amen.
But a monkey, okay. The last time I talked about the monkey, I heard it didn't turn out well.
No, we didn't even start.
We're going to pray now.
To go
to. Amen. We're gonna pray now. Listen, when y'all up here, y'all get a mic. Y'all do good too. So I'm just saying, is there so much to talk about, y'all?
Yeah,
it's just so much. The Bible's so boring. Shut up. You never read it. You just don't understand it. You don't understand God. That's why it's boring, because you don't understand it. If you understood your wife, you would be happier with her.
Right.
If you understood your husband, you'd be happier with him.
Amen.
If you understood how children think, maybe you'd be a better parent.
Amen.
But because you don't understand, you think it's not worth your time. That's why I ain't talking to you. That was Joplin. All right, what's the daughter's name again?
Did not give the daughter's name, but okay. The father's name is Florencio.
Florencio, I need y'all to take hands. Pastor Junior, come on up here, lay hands on these three brothers. Rose, you come on up here. You and Pastor Dre, lay hands on them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know we've been talking a lot and not praying a lot this morning, but there were things that needed to be said. Father, we're praying for
Florencio,
who is not focused on you. He groups you with other gods, but you are the only true and living God.
Yes.
And he needs to understand that there's another scripture I had in here that talks about if they only realize that God is right with them now. They don't realize that you are here now. They don't realize that the enemy set up all these doors, but they're all booby prizes. There's only one real door, and that is Yeshua. That is the Jesus Christ. He's the only living God. He's the only door. He's the door.
Yes.
And anything other than Yeshua is God.
Yes.
So our prayer to this young man and to others that are looking for the way,
right,
help them to understand there's only one way and you are it. And all these other doors are just distractions that lead to death. Every door other than Christ leads to death.
Yes.
Every door other than Christ leads to death. Every door that is not Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Every door that is not Christ Jesus leads to death. Yes. The ultimate death. God, if they're not drinking the living water, they're drinking poison. If they're not eating the bread of life, they're eating poison. If they don't have the blood of Jesus, they are dead men walking. Lead them to the cross. Whatever it takes. Even if you have to burn down the store. Whatever it takes, let it be so.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever it takes to destroy what the enemy is doing, let it be. Whatever is necessary to keep him from focusing on the many and focus only on the one. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all stay here because I'm going to need y'all.
You have quite a few.
I'm going to speed it up.
Okay, so back in April, Asher had sent a prayer request over Avery, who has special needs, and she's just having so many issues.
Yes.
He sends a little bit of an update in that she's under a lot of stress, and the stress seems to be stemming from what's happening in the home between her parents. There's a lot of fighting and things like that, and the stress is starting to really affect her.
Yeah.
And so he's asking for prayer concerning her as well as himself, because her stress tends to be his stress.
What's her name again?
Avery.
Avery. Does it give his name?
Asher.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, take hands, brothers. Rose, lay your hands on her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Asher and
Avery.
And Avery. Father, you understand what they're dealing with. You understand the pressures of the home. You understand the spirits that are in that home. Do they live in that home? They don't live in that home.
No, they're not. They're just dating.
Okay.
Avery lives in the home. Asher does not.
Okay. If Asher could email me, the one that lives in the home.
No, Avery lives in the
home. Avery can email me, the one that lives in the home. I would like to give you some stuff that you could use while you're in the home to help combat the evil spirits that are there.
Avery has not given her life to Christ.
Oh, she has not?
No, that was part of prayers that he's trying to lead her to the Lord.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Then that's...
I would love to talk.
I'll send you his information.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are completely aware of this situation. You know the ins and the outs. You know those who have and those who have not. You are aware of what's going on and what's needed to fix that situation. Father, in the name of Jesus, Asher? Connect Asher with salt. Connect Asher with Salt so they can get leadership and guidance to combat what's going on in that home. Because that home needs light. There's no light in that house. There's only darkness in that house. That house needs the light of God. That house needs the light of the Lord. That house needs life. It needs light. It needs life. It needs the blood. It needs the living water. It needs the bread of life. It needs what God is offering.
Yes.
Father, La Osanis, let this happen. Bring together what's necessary to bring peace, salvation, and light in that house.
Yes.
Forgiving all sins and unrighteousness, cleansing our hearts and our minds. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
What else? Amen. We'll have an update on the twins.
Oh, please.
Okay, so Micah, his stomach went down a lot.
Yeah.
Man, he still has the drain in.
Uh-huh.
And they're not sure what the fluid is and or what's causing it.
Is that the one that had the surgery?
Yes.
Okay, so the stomach went down a lot.
It went down a lot. Amen. And so he's still draining.
Uh-huh.
It's not infected blood or waste, so they're not sure what it is.
Wow.
And they're not going to change anything as far as this treatment mm-hmm. until the drain has to come out.
Right.
Did we
send them something? Did we send them oil and to leave?
I'm not sure. I have to go back and check.
Okay, because listen, what's their names?
This is Micah and Makai.
Okay, so to the caregivers, the loved ones of Micah and Makai, if we have not sent you tallits or prayer shawls and anointed oil so that you can wrap around the babies, keep with that, please contact me, s4ctroops@aol.com. Contact me, reference the twins, because we've been praying for them. I want to send you this for them and for you, but I want to send you this stuff to help. Please contact us.
Okay. So Makai, things are going slow. Are slowly going down on the CPAP. He still has a
CPAP?
Few
breathing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow!
He still has to use some. He still has some episodes overnight.
Uh-huh.
But it's not bad. He didn't need to be bagged or anything. They think he just got tired, and so they've started him on some antibiotics. Yeah. I think it's a deep oxygen.
Oh okay.
They started him on antibiotics, and they send blood cultures just to make sure he's not mm-hmm. getting sick.
Amen. So the twins' name?
Micah and Makai.
Okay, I need you two to switch places. Micareas. All right, then, come on up. Micah and Makai.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get you two to stand? Shavi Alamiya Asa. During prayer, this is your seat, Sensational.
I've been praying for the twins every morning.
Praise God. During prayer service, well, I know you're around a lot, but during prayer service, I need to see you. Okay? Shavi Alevi Shalom. And whenever possible, I need to eyeball you. Father, we pray for these twins. We pray, we're thankful.
Yes.
That what you have already done.
Yes.
We're thankful
yes.
for how you have not left them.
Yes.
We're thankful for how you are hovering over them with
yes,
your words.
Jesus.
We're thankful for the life and the breath that you have breathed into those twins. We're grateful. Now, Father, we're asking that you will complete the healing, that you will complete the deliverance, that you will complete whatever is necessary. And not just for them, but bring peace to the parents and to those that are caring for them. And Father, we're still praying for those that are caring for them, the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurses, the nutritionists, the food workers, the housekeepers, anyone with contact or dealing with these twins. We're praying, Lord, that you would send in those that you approve of
yes,
to bless
Lord.
The atmosphere of these
yes,
twins.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, we pray over continued healing and deliverance. We pray, Lord, that they will soon get up and say, look what the Lord has done.
Yes.
And that their healing will bring about awakening to others that did not see you
yes.
in this episode, in this event, yes. in this yes. atmosphere. Those that did not see you will soon see you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen,
amen
and amen. What you got?
Our next prayer They didn't give their name, but they're praying for, they're praying for a child named Tucker.
Tucker.
Tucker has been suffering from seizures and is so weak that he cannot attend school anymore.
Oh.
And so they're asking if we can pray for him as well as his caregiver and family.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we call out the name of Tucker. Father, does it say how old he is?
The child is?
Amen.
No.
We pray for Tucker. Father, we don't know what's causing it, but you are fully aware. We don't know what it takes to end it, but you know what it takes to end this.
Yes, Lord.
I would like to send a tallit to Tucker. I would like to send oil for Tucker. To anoint, I pray over the tallit to send oil, to anoint the child with oil, and to this inviting the Spirit of God into this atmosphere. Since we can't be there to lay hands on him, I want to send the tallit and the oil to represent the presence of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Father, we pray for Tucker. You too. Be seated and take hands. Father, we pray for raise your hands up, gentlemen. Oh, this is salt. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We pray over Tucker. We pray over his family. We pray over the caregivers. We pray over, Father, protect him while you deliver him. Console him. Comfort him while you're delivering him. We speak deliverance over Tucker in the name of Jesus. We speak deliverance over his household in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak deliverance over his atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would remove any sin and unrighteousness from his life and his atmosphere in the name of Jesus, so that the atmosphere is clean and God can enter into the atmosphere for healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Do you know? Good morning, soldiers. We pray. Oh, I'm so good to see you. We pray. Do you know that it's necessary for the atmosphere to be clean? Because we don't want the Satan sitting around waiting on God to clean the atmosphere so he can jump in. We need the atmosphere cleansed so that the presence of God can do his. Well, first of all, darkness and light cannot dwell. So when the Spirit of God enters in, the darkness leaves anyway. Amen. That is simple. So thank you. We pray that they would allow the presence of God to enter everyone we're praying for. If you're asking for prayer and you're praying, but your atmosphere is demonic and dark, you need to pray that God would change your atmosphere. Are you listening? Because it's very important that you're fighting. How do I explain this? You want God to cleanse it. When you're going in for surgery, the first thing they do is sterilize the atmosphere. They sterilize the equipment. They monitor the lighting. They make sure that everything is conducive to what they're about to do. They don't want anything popping up while they're working. You got something? What'd you say, preacher?
Fight efficiently.
Yes.
First things first.
Yes.
Seek God first, his guidance, direction. Put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
Then go to battle.
Amen. Amen.
He just said it. If you're not equipped for battle, you're not going to win the battle.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Who was that was trying to rebuke demons? And they said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but I ain't never met you. Beat them down the street naked and wounded. Is that what the Bible said? You trying to eject something that lives in you. You trying to rebuke something that you sleep with. You need to get rid of whatever the problem is. You can't fight effectively. You can't take an empty weapon to a gunfight. You can, and you can throw it. You can point it at them. You know, but once they realize you ain't got nothing, you dead. Oh, the family's back. God bless you. Once the enemy realize you ain't got nothing, you out of here. Don't take an empty gun to a gunfight. Don't try to battle in the spirit and you're not equipped. How do I get equipped?
Commit, give your life to Christ. Put on the whole armor of God. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth, understanding who your God is, knowing who God is, knowing what God expects from you, and knowing what you can expect from God. Preparing yourself for battle. You don't go into a battle unprepared. It's like starting a new job and you don't even know the name of the company. How are you going to represent something that you know nothing about? Amen, somebody.
Amen.
What else? Did I pray yet?
Amen. Yes.
For Tucker?
But
no.
Tucker?
He did? Oh, yes, you did. Okay, yes.
Ah, it wasn't me this time. Amen.
All right. One in a million.
Yeah, well, it's a start. Everybody got to start somewhere.
Arlene is asking for prayer. Mm-hmm. She's been sick with a virus for 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't been to the doctor because she doesn't trust him. And so she's just asking for prayer over her.
Amen. Arlene.
Arlene.
Amen. I love Shami. This Shaman. I need to ask. Jaka, come here. Y'all stay here. Come on, woman. Lavia. No, Pastor.
Bishop.
You, man. Stay there. Oh, he's opening the door for her. Amen. So now, I need you between these two. What's her name?
Arlene.
Arlene. Shadia Ayam. Put your hand on her shoulder. Your hand on her shoulder. You got her back. Shadia Aloma Samia. For God so loved the world. We got a lot more left?
We have three more left.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I remember, Lord. I remember. Well, I don't remember the name, but I remember what I did. I remember. Come on. Hold on. I remember. He is by Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. The Lord who heals. These names are descriptive names. These names tell you who God is. When I first got saved, I'm like, why do you have so many names? I only have one name. Why do you got so many names? I didn't understand. I'm like, what does one person mean with 1,000 names? I didn't get it. Now I get it. Because these names describe who he is. It describes the authority of who he is. It describes his being, his manner. It describes his authority. Though these names are descriptive names of our God. And we need to know what makes our God our God.
Amen.
And if he is our God and we are a part of him, should we know what we're a part of?
Amen.
Should you understand what your eyes do and why you have them? Shouldn't you understand the purpose of your ears, the purpose of your fingers? Shouldn't you understand all of that? Why? It's my body. It's a part of me. I need to understand what these different parts mean to me. What does Jehovah Rapha means to me? It means healing to me. Oh, I could preach now. I'm ready to roll. It means healing. It means healing. One day I'm going to get back up there. Each said you're preaching now. Okay.
There you go.
There it is. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus. What's her name?
Arlene.
You don't know, right?
I do. I said Arlene.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Arlene, her healing and her deliverance. We understand her fears and her reason to question. But Father, you are the healer. We call you by name, Jehovah or Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You are her healer. If she's a believer, you are her healer. If she is a worshiper, you are her healer. And she's depending solely on you for healing. Solely for you for her deliverance. All of those and all of us that are worshipers of you, all of us that call you Lord, that walk in you, we call you healer.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We call you deliverer. We call you our provider. We call you our great God. And so, Father, we're praying and we're standing with her in her healing and her deliverance so that she will continue to be a witness to the Most High God. In Jesus' name, amen. He said, I heard your prayer. Can I tell you what he said? He said, I heard your prayer. That's what he said. He said, I heard your prayer. Is he? The Bible says, now we know that God hears not sinners. Somebody look that scripture up. The Bible says, now we know that God hears not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God, what did we talk about last week? Worshiper. But, so worshipers and sinners are different. Right? Because I hear a lot of Christians say, well, we're all sinners. And, you know, no, we not all. I'm a worshiper. You a sinner still? I've been washed by the blood. I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a worshiper. I ain't perfect yet. I still stumble, but I'm a worshiper. God does not consider me a sinner. He considers me a worshiper. God says, but am I right? Yeah. Well, I still make mistakes. God calls you a worshiper. Now, we know that God here is not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God, is that what your Bible say?
Amen.
Where is that found, Chet?
Sensational.
Sensational. John 9:31, but if any man be a worshiper of God, and what's the rest of that?
He hears it. God hears it.
If you are a worshiper, God will hear you. Worshippers and sinners are different. Some place in the Bible it says saint. I'm not talking about Saint Mary that you see the pictures of. I ain't talking about the perfect statue. I'm not talking about that stupidity.
God listens.
If you've got God's attention, you must be important to God.
Right.
If you've got God's attention, you must be connected to God. Why? Because I'm a worshiper of God. And Him, God hears. So if you are a worshiper of God, God is listening to you.
Yes.
What else you got, Pastor?
Pastor, we don't have time.
Okay. How many more did you have?
There were three more.
Give me the names. You don't have to go over the stuff. Just give me the names.
Jack.
Jennifer.
And Joan.
I did not get to yours because, well, you were here, you know. But we are going to have the prayer team pray over you for the rest of this week. Well, the rest of the week starts today. For the rest of the week, I'll be praying. You continue to pray prayerfully. We'll be back on YouTube because a great many people go to us on YouTube, but we do have you on Instagram and Facebook and Rumble and Vimeo, and we do upload those, but two of these are live, and we should be back on Thursday actually, but Sunday, if all else fails, you know, prayerfully we'll be out of here, but if we're not, we're expecting to be back live on Sunday, and then we'll have communion. That way we can, because we normally have it on today, but we can't. I don't want to have it today. I want to have it when we can have more people. Amen. All right. Thank all of you for being a part of the ministry. Thank you for what you do. We're still praying for Janelle. We're still praying for Verna. We're still praying for Marcus. And we're still praying for all of you that have asked for prayer. We're praying that the Lord will move mightily. And remember, when you ask, first of all, you must be a worshiper of God in order for God to hear you. If you're not a worshiper of God, the only thing God wants to hear from you is, Lord, I repent. Forgive me of all my sins and unrighteousness. That's the only thing God wants to hear from you if you are a sinner. Once you get that done, then we can work on the rest of it.
Amen.
Okay? First things first. But thank all of you. God bless you. I have more to say, but I think I'm done. Amen? All right. Amen. Pastor Sandy, he's here. Hallelujah. We should be up in a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. And don't forget Sunday school. Next month, they start back on live Sunday school.
God willing, first Sunday.
First Sunday in August, they start back live. So now's a good time to try to find out how you can get in. Amen? All right. God bless you. Thank you, Abigail. Amen. Hallelujah. God himself is worthy of all of our praises. And I lift him up because he is God. Good morning. I'm going to sit down for just 1 second. Amen. Oh, yes. Yes. Amen.